For 125 years, Hobbies in Raveningham has been inspiring generations of model makers, and in lockdown days, it's busier than ever.
Last year, one of the world's most famous rock stars, Rod Stewart, revealed his secret passion, a 124-foot scale model railway, complete with 5-foot skyscrapers and tiny passengers in period dress. The model cityscape took inspiration from 1940s scenes of New York City and Chicago, and was so intricately detailed that it was easy to mistake for the real deal. The photographs, appearing in the December issue of Railway Modeler magazine, looked like actual colourised snapshots of times gone by. In the accompanying interview, Rod revealed that it had taken over 2 decades to make, the same amount of time it had taken him to produce 23 studio albums and tour 19 times. And while rock and roll fans may have been surprised to hear of his dedication to such a passion, modelling enthusiasts were not. Model making remains a popular and, in some cases, addictive pastime for many people. And at Hobbies in Raveningham, it certainly endured. This year, the long-standing model and craft supplier celebrates its 125th anniversary. Since it opened in 1895, Hobbies has adapted to life through 2 world wars, produced a much-loved instructional handbook still in circulation today, and now supplies customers across the globe with model-making kits, including to some very famous faces. "This is a landmark year for us," says manager Dan Meek. "It's great to see what's widely considered an old-fashioned industry continuing to thrive. I think a lot of people are surprised. They don't realise how many people still make models." In the 1950s, the company was well known for publishing its annual, known as the Hobbies Handbook, which included instructional plans for projects such as boats and dolls' house furniture. While it still remains a yearly print release, most models are now sold in kit form, with the component parts ready cut. As well as operating out of his original store in Raveningham, Hobbies also has a large e-commerce site, attracting keen model makers from across the UK as well as abroad. The small team regularly ship out orders to customers in Australia, New Zealand, Canada, and elsewhere across Europe, and are constantly on the lookout for new ways to innovate. Over the years, Hobbies has also caught the eye of a few celebrity customers, and recently it created a range of props for a high-profile production studio. "We sell materials to film studios in London like Pinewood," says Dan. "They get used as props for films or miniature models that they then blow up into huge buildings in the scenery. I think one of the things was for Game of Thrones. Well, that's quite cool." On a smaller scale, model boats and balsa planes continue to be among Hobbies' best-selling products, with ready-to-make kits available for every type of modeller. If someone has just started out in modelling, they'd probably pick a boat or a tank they like the look of, he says. But if you're a serious modeller, you might be really excited about one specific version of a boat or a tank. One of Dan's personal favourites is an Italian speedboat that, once constructed and motorised, can go on the water. The usability of the models, once completed, is in fact part of the attraction. It can turn a relatively solitary hobby into something far more sociable, encouraging makers to join like-minded groups or even pass down their skills and enthusiasm to younger generations. Traditional doll's house kits are a popular choice for those wanting to get their family involved. "A lot of doll's houses are in kit form," explains Dan, "so you actually make the house yourself, carpet it, wallpaper it, install the lighting, and then buy the furniture and figures. People make them for themselves or for their grandchildren. For others, model making is the perfect antidote to a fast-paced, screen-centric world, encouraging people to slow down and to focus. It's good for people to actually do something physical, says Dan, to actually build something with your hands and eyes, rather than just staring at a computer all day. This year, the business will be doing something special to mark its milestone anniversary, and with lockdown measures in place across the UK due to the coronavirus outbreak, it's set to be a busy year for the team. Our customers have been saying, "Thank goodness you're still open. I don't know what I'd do if you stopped," says Dan. Staying at home building a model boat or train set is something to do. It keeps you active, stops boredom, and keeps your mind engaged.